Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jemiah. How could I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about a charge on my credit card.
Okay, ma'am, I can take a look at it for you. May I have your zip code?
67235.
67235. And may I have first and last name?
It's Robin Foster.
All right, could you verify your address for security purposes?
1333 North Azure Lane.
Okay, when I take a look at the account, I do show your bill to $24.99 for something called the EvoTurner app. That's an app that's usually bundled when you may have purchased like a fitness product, a fitness watch, a diet product, or took any type of health survey. What it does is it explains in the terms and conditions that this will be bundled with any of those.
Okay,
and so
well,
that's
I have
how
not
we
done
got
any
your
of
card
those
information.
Things. I haven't done any of those things, and I would not put my card number on anything like that.
So do you think that anyone used your card without your permission? Because we have no way to access your card information without it being put in. We even have your email address.
Nobody else has information to any of that.
Okay, so we have your email address, your phone number, your address. That information
has to be
input.
I need to see what I need to do to get it credited because I did not make these charges, and it's been done twice, and both times it came out with NSF fees involved and with my bank. And this is not any action that I have done. And no one else has my card or my information other than myself.
Okay, so I can get it canceled and I can get you transferred to the fraud department. And what they'll do is they'll conduct an investigation to see who charged the card without your permission.
Okay.
Hold one moment. All right, ma'am. I have gotten this information inputted, and I'm going to get you transferred to the fraud department. Thank you for calling customer support. Hold for one moment.
Thank you.